Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Tonight we again present two plays, Mr. Brightside and The Shaft. First, we present Mr. Brightside, written by Nikki Denovan, an award-winning comedy writer from the United Kingdom whose work has been performed in Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States. This comedy play, Mr. Brightside, won first place in a scriptwriting contest put on by thinkingfunny.com. Thinkingfunny.com is a website created by Rob Lightfoot. It is dedicated to bringing comedy writers together to share their ideas and promote their work. Mr. Brightside was directed by Jim Dowling.
Bloods are good. Vitals within normal range. Organs functioning as expected.
Never had any complaints on that front, doctor.
Physical examination was unremarkable. All scans returned normal.
So I've aced it. Boom. A completely clean bill of health.
You appear to be in good shape, Mr. Clark.
Excellent.
Physically.
Happy days.
However, the screening did reveal some other factors which would warrant further investigation.
Other factors?
Psychological factors. Thoughts and feelings.
Ah, check the noodle is firing on all cylinders. Got it.
Just a few additional questions. Nothing to worry about.
I never worry, Doc. Fire away.
Actually, I think I'd like to call in a colleague for this, a specialist.
A specialist? I am honored.
Dr. Langford, would you mind stepping in for a moment? Thank you for coming in. This is the gentleman we were discussing, Mr. Clark.
Hello, Mr. Clark. I'm Dr. Langford.
Two doctors in one day? Nice to feel important.
I'll leave you in good hands.
Now, Mr. Clark, just a few questions. If you can answer these as honestly as you can for me. Take your time if you need to.
I'll give them my best, doctor. Okay, focus mindset. Shoot.
Have you ever experienced any of the following? Anxiety.
Nope.
Depression.
Negative, Captain.
Difficulty concentrating.
Sorry, what was the question? Joking, no.
Insomnia.
I don't know the meaning of the word.
It means a wakefulness, a trouble falling asleep or staying asleep.
Just playing. I never had any problem getting all shut-eye.
I'm glad to hear it, Mr. Clark.
Yes, I sleep 8 hours a night and 2 in the day if no one's watching.
And how would you describe your general mood, day to day?
I feel good. Great. Absolutely buzzing.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Now I wonder, are you someone who believes in thinking positively, inspirational mottos, and so on? Let me see. Yes, live, laugh, love, choose happy, that sort of thing.
Funny you should mention it, but I do have quite the following for my motivational InstaQuotes account.
Is that so?
I've had 600 shares of my Dolly Parton.
Interesting. And tell me, if a friend received some disappointing news, they'd lost their job, perhaps, what would you say to comfort them? Just the first thing that comes into your head.
Well, I mean, there's always someone worse off, isn't there? I'd probably tell them to cheer up. It might never happen. Even if technically it has. And to count their blessings and focus on the upsides.
I see.
I might even buy them a gratitude diary. That always goes down well at times like these.
Does it, Mr. Clark? Well, I think we're honing in on a diagnosis here.
Fast work, Doc. Impressive. So, hit me with it.
I think we might be looking at ARPS.
ARPS.
Acute Relentless Positivity Syndrome. ARPS for short.
Phew! That's a relief. Never heard of it. I thought you were going to say something serious.
It is a newly recognized condition. We're learning more about it all the time.
ARPS. ARPS. It's quite fun to say, isn't it? So it's not fatal?
People appear to live a long and active life with acute, relentless positivity syndrome, but it can be quite debilitating and cause considerable distress.
I'm sure I can beat it.
To other people.
So it's contagious.
Not exactly, but it does mean that your condition can have quite a toxic impact on others.
Toxic impact?
Yes. Close contacts of patients with relentless positivity syndrome have reported feelings of extreme discomfort, long-lasting irritability, and even nausea, depending on the length and extent of exposure.
Blimey! So you're telling me I've come up positive for being too positive?
Yes, I suppose that's one way of putting it.
Amazing. So what's the cure, Doc?
There's no treatment as such. Research is still in its early stages.
I'm not being funny, but have they tried aloe vera? Honestly, that stuff works on everything.
What we can do is look at ways to mitigate the impact of your condition on you and on others.
I should find a support group, a tribe, a community of ARPS warriors.
As a new condition, there's very little research funding at the moment, and not many support groups, unfortunately.
I'll start one. I'll fundraise. John O'Groats to Land's End in a bath of baked beans. Hashtag parps for ARPS. Anyway, we can have a think about the hashtag.
Mr. Clark, I think it would be helpful for us to explore the underlying causes.
I'll be a clinical case study. The brightest medical minds around the world will study me for years.
Our immediate priority is to look at potential ways to help manage your symptoms.
Well, for one thing, I can guess we can take happy pills off the list.
I think perhaps you might benefit from some strategies to help you deal with difficult emotions.
I deal with them perfectly well by not having them. Good vibes only. Them's the rules. Simple.
Our emotions can sometimes seem overwhelming, frightening even. But we all have times when we feel sad or angry or frustrated.
All right, Doc. Save something for your therapist.
Only some of us choose to push those feelings away rather than tackle them head on.
I take the Gandalf approach to negativity. You shall not pass.
Do you find it uncomfortable to acknowledge difficult emotions, Mr. Clark? To sit with them? To really hear them? Mr. Clark? Mr. Clark.
Sorry, Doc. I completely tuned out there for a minute.
Come.
Dr. Langford, a quick word, if I may. Hello again, Mr. Clark.
Hello, Doctor. Turns out I'm some sort of medical marvel. Even got an acronym.
So did you eat the tuna sandwich? No, was it like egg salad sandwich for lunch today? Was it tuna sandwich or like egg salad sandwich for lunch?
You got the wrong jar. We got
the wrong jar. Mr. Clark, I'm afraid there's been a bit of a mix-up.
Mix-up?
Notes-wise. It seems your case notes somehow got mixed up with another patient.
Oh?
Yes. But the good news is, there's nothing wrong with you. Our mistake entirely. You're perfectly well. No treatment necessary.
But I got ARPS.
No, Mr. Clark, you don't. Your results are, in fact, totally clear.
Acute restless positivity syndrome. You said it yourself.
Simple record error.
But I was going to be a case study, a campaigner.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Although, in fact, it is of course good news.
But this is discrimination. Are you refusing to treat me for my rare condition of ARPS?
Mr. Clark, you do not have ARPS. We've made a mistake. You're free to leave and go on living as before.
Easy for you to say. You're not in recovery from ARPS. Honestly, I feel...
What do you feel, Mr. Clark?
I feel quite upset, actually. Miffed. Properly brassed off.
Excellent. I mean, it's excellent that you're able to express those feelings.
And you're positive. You're positive that I'm negative for being too positive.
I am 100% positive. Good day to you, Mr. Clark. You can see yourself out, yes?
Wait, if I haven't got ARPS, who has? Whose notes were mixed up with mine?
Not really at liberty to say. Data protection, patient confidentiality, Hippocratic oath. You understand.
But it must be someone at the surgery.
Dr. Langford, are you free this afternoon to discuss the results of your screening?
Who was that?
Nothing. Just the practice manager.
Screening? What screening?
Screening. Standard screening. We've all had it. Nothing of concern.
It's you, isn't it? You're the one with ARPS.
Mr. Clark.
You've stolen my ARPS.
Mr. Clark, I'm not going to discuss my private medical business with you.
I knew it. You've poached my fascinating and medically significant syndrome. Call yourself a doctor. This is outrageous.
Nobody has stolen anything from you, Mr. Clark. You really need to look on the bright side. You're a well man. The sun is shining.
Oh, please.
And today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Have you been at the hand sanitizer?
Now let's see if we can turn that frown upside down, shall we? Let's each share three good things that have happened to us today. I'll start. I received a lovely letter from a patient this morning.
I don't want to hear about your lovely letter.
Your turn. Think happy thoughts.
I'm not in the mental headspace for this right now. You're being really quite insensitive, actually.
I'll get you started. How about my good thing today is that I discovered I don't have the rare medical syndrome called ARPS.
Unbelievable. You are completely invalidating my feelings.
That's right.
I'm sorry? It's like you're not even listening to me.
Did you say something, Mr. Clark?
I said you're not listening to me.
I'm just writing you out a little prescription.
For what?
A gratitude diary. Fill it out once a day, first thing in the morning. Small piece of advice to you. I'd avoid doing it on a full stomach.
You have been listening to Mr. Brightside, written by Nikki Denovan and directed by Jim Dowling. Our cast featured Tazio Russo as Brian, Ernie Bottom as Dr. Langford, and Don Singrani as Dr. Jones. Our second play is The Shaft, written and directed by Jim Dowling.
It's turning purple. Gross.
It's sprained.
It hurts, though. You can be honest.
I'll be all right.
There could be some aspirin somewhere. I can look.
I said I'll be okay.
What do we do? You can't walk.
Calm down. It's gonna heal. Right now, what we need is water.
I'll do it.
You'll have to. For a while, at least. Take the big bucket. Only fill it halfway.
Now?
Hold your horses, Liz. Let's let it get a little darker.
Okay.
Take this, too.
Why?
You might need it.
To shoot someone?
I didn't say that.
Do I have to take it?
Yes.
It's so heavy.
Just do it. One of these days you might need it.
We only have two bullets.
It's for show. Well, mainly for show. If something happens, you have to look like you mean business. Here, watch me. First, you take the safety off, like this. Then you bring it up with both hands. See how I'm holding it? Make sure you keep her steady and point it real careful. Got it?
I think so.
Here, take the gun. Try it. First thing?
Safety off.
That's right. Now hold her steady. Yep. Just like that. You got her, sis.
It's easy.
Yeah. Until you have to pull the trigger.
I'm not going to shoot someone.
Of course not. Take it with you anyway. And don't drop it. Jesus. Don't drop it.
Okay. I won't. I won't drop it. Promise.
Liz?
What?
What do you do if you see someone?
I hide in the bushes and don't come out until they are gone.
Right. Stay put. For how long?
Until it's real dark.
Good. And what if they see you?
I'm not sure.
If someone comes for you, let them see you have a gun.
How?
Point it at them, the way I showed you. You have to be brave, Liz. You have to.
I'll be brave.
And what if it's a group?
I put the gun down and raise my hands. I wish you could come with me.
Well, I can't. my leg.
I know.
Liz?
Yes?
One last thing. If you get caught, what's your story?
I'm all by myself. Lost. I got separated from my family.
That's good, Liz.
But I'm not going to get caught.
No. You are not going to get caught. You'll be back with the water in no time.
Can I go now?
Not yet. Let's hear it. What are we?
Nimble as a cat, quiet as a mouse, clever as a fox,
brave as a lion. Don't take too long.
Bye.
Why? Why'd you and Mom have to leave us? You said we'd be fine. We'd get to go back home. Well, we're not fine. And we're not going home. Yeah, Dad. I am doing my best. But it's not easy. We still hear voices. A few weeks ago, we saw a couple of them on the next ridge. They lit fires, and we heard guns all night. Since then, it's been quiet. It could be over, but I don't think so. I've had to break some rules, Dad. Liz is outside the mine, getting water. She's all by herself. I know. Rule one, keep Liz safe. I hurt my leg, Dad. And she's got to do some things on her own. But you'd be proud of her. She's so brave. Since I hurt my leg, she's really stepped up. My leg? It was stupid. You know the canned fruit stored against the back wall? It was dark. And I was trying to pull a box down from the top. The whole stack fell over. I might have broke my leg. I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch, look what we got here.
It's an old mine shaft.
Sure as hell is.
It could be a trap. It
could be a stash. Could be anything. We ain't gonna find out sitting here.
Well, let's do it then.
Who gets to do the honors?
I swear, it's your turn.
Fine with me. Let's be real quick. Ready?
Let me grab something from my pack. Okay.
Woohoo! Anyone in there? I say, anyone in there?
I think it's empty.
Keep your voice down.
I do think...
Shh! Thought I heard something. Mind if we come in? Got no guns or anything? Mean no harm, just needing a place to rest up a while. Until morning, that's all. There's just the two of us. Like I said, we're unarmed.
I don't hear a thing.
I don't either.
Stop! Don't come in, I'm warning you.
Whoa, whoa, hold on there. Don't shoot, we'll be on our way.
Leave!
It's just a boy. Sounds like he's alone.
I said leave! We have guns.
We? And who is we?
Never mind. My family.
Why are you stuttering there, boy?
Come closer and I'll shoot. I will.
If you had a firearm, I believe you'd have used it. Like it or not, we are coming in. Might as well put down whatever it is you plan to hit us with. Light up the candle, Kate. You can put the stick down now. I said drop it. That's a good boy. My God, it's a frickin' commissary. Enough here to feed an army. Beds, candles, blankets.
Look at this! A library!
Our lucky day, Cade. Our lucky day.
Take what you want. Just leave.
Well, the kid says take what we want. Trust me, we'll be doing just that. But leave? Not so sure. kind of liking this place. How about you, Cade?
We hit the jackpot, Gantz. We did.
Sure did. Where are the folks, boy?
Out foraging. They'll be back any time.
Out foraging. You hear that, Cade? Mom and Dad are out foraging.
They are.
Don't be lying to me, son. I'm not near as nice as my partner here.
I'm not lying.
You been outside lately? It done been picked over. Barren as the Mojave. There's nothing to forage for, not a damn thing.
Look at his leg.
Bring that candle a little closer. Whoa. Looks kind of painful, son. Nasty. This about where she hurts?
Ah!
How about here?
Please.
Let's try that again. Your folks, where might they be?
I don't know. They're gone. They left one morning. They were going back to the house to see what they could find. They never came back.
Never came back, huh? And how long ago was that?
I'm not sure. A year?
I don't buy it. Do you, Cade?
Hard to believe.
You're telling me you've been living alone in this mineshaft a whole year?
Yes. Look around. It's just me.
You're lying, or you're one resourceful young man. Either way, it's a shame. Wish we had a choice, kid, but...
Hold on, Gantz. Can I talk to him?
What's up?
Not sure. Just let me talk to him.
Oh, have at it.
You lived in town, didn't you?
Yes.
Over in the Banner Heights neighborhood, by any chance?
Yes, sir.
I thought you looked familiar.
What? You two know each other?
He was once a student of mine.
Hell no. You gotta be kidding.
You're Tommy Sanders. You remember me?
I'm not sure.
I didn't exactly look like this. No beard. My hair was shorter.
And more teeth, too.
How about a hint? Washington Elementary.
You're Mr. Kincaid.
That's right, Tommy. I taught 6th grade at Washington Elementary, home of the Jaguars. 16 years in the trenches.
You coached the basketball team and helped with the astronomy club.
I did. Those were good times.
I miss school. I miss my friends.
When he say school? Kid, there's nothing to miss. It's gone.
You don't know, do you?
No.
Don't forget, the kid's been holed up a long time.
Apparently. Not even possible?
Cade, give it a rest. Like right now. This little love fest is only complicating things. We have to deal with him.
I know. Can you and I talk?
Sure.
I mean in private.
Okay.
The boy's harmless. Besides, look around. There's plenty here for all of us.
What are you proposing?
I'm thinking we could have him here with us.
With us? Serious?
Trial basis kind of thing. He could make our meals and keep watch.
I don't think so.
Just for a while. If it doesn't work out, we turn him out when his leg's better.
No, Cade. Not a good idea. He's not walking out of here. The only reason you and I are alive is because we haven't been stupid. I don't give a damn if he was a student of yours or the baby Jesus. If the kid walks, we're in trouble.
Oh, what's it matter? He wouldn't last more than a day or two.
You're going soft, my friend. That's a liability. Not good. Not good at all.
What's that supposed to mean?
Means I'm getting nervous.
About what? The boy's not a threat, just scared. Look at him over there. He's like a time capsule. Everything we left behind. What the world used to be. I miss that. You don't?
There's no going back, Cade. What we had is broken. Now think about it. We're still breathing because we haven't slipped up. Now let's keep it that way.
True.
We're not taking any chances. None.
Guess I did get a little sentimental. I'm fine.
That's better.
I don't care what we... Hey, let's just get this over with.
Tom?
Liz!
I got the... Who are they?
The gun. You have it?
Yes?
Put the bucket down and get it out. Do exactly like I showed you.
Hey, now, little girl.
Don't listen to him. There you go. Just like I showed you.
Okay, but...
You put that thing down, young lady.
Remember, take the safety off. That's right, sis. Good.
Who do I aim at?
The first one that moves.
You have been listening to Jim Dowling's The Shaft. Our cast included Dagmar Hansen as Liz, Thorin Hansen as Tom, John Welsh as Gans, and Don Singrani as Cade. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on listeners' donations and underwriting. If you are able, please consider a donation at kkrn.org or mail a check to P.O. Box 188 Montgomery Creek 96065. And please come to the KKRN Community Pancake Breakfast, April 30th at 8 a.m. till noon at the Mountain Community Center on Route 299 in Round Mountain. All you can eat, pancakes, eggs, sausage, fruit salad, and beverages for $12. Great family discounts are available, and you'll have a great chance to meet more folks in the KKRN family. For more info, call 530-337-1101. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.
It's high time you said goodbye to the pickup.
But honey, it's got sentimental value. Our very first date was in that truck.
I might feel different if we still drove it once in a while. If it wasn't sitting out there like a 2-ton yard ornament.
Gosh, I didn't know you felt that way.
Jeff, we need to give that truck a new life with someone else.
I'm going to need some time, you know, to think about it.
8 years is plenty. We're getting rid of the truck.
To who?
KKRN.
KKRN? The radio station?
As a donation.
I don't know. Since when do we donate things?
You always said you loved community radio. Well, it's donations that keep them on the air. Nothing's free in this world. This is our chance to do our part.
Well, I do like the station, but give them a truck?
Truck, car, motorhome, motorcycle, you name it, long as it runs okay. And the best part, Jeff, it'll help with our taxes.
Sounds complicated.
No, couldn't be easier. Just go to careasy.org or call 855-500-7433. They'll come and take it away, assess its value, and we'll help KKRN stay on the air.
Where's the phone?
Your lap.
Give me that number we call again.
That's 855-500-7433 or go to careasy.org.
Hey there, this is Thorin Hansen from KKRN 88.5 FM from Round Mountain.